parts of tonight's conversations. East of the Mississippi, call 903-575-9191. West of the Mississippi, 615-374-9701. This is a program about the paranormal.
And good evening, folks. My name is Dave Fluey. This is Night Talk. Well, it's been called a discovery of the seventh sense. I've got a special guest with me tonight. He's a pioneer, a 20-year veteran of the field. I'm sure you probably heard him before. His name is David John Oates, and he's calling from Australia. And we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff tonight in regards to some very fantastic stuff, folks. You have to listen. And you know something that's kind of interesting about this whole thing is the application of the discoveries that have been coming up in the last several years has really just amazed me. I mean, some of the things that I've heard backwards here is just absolutely amazing. You have to hear them for yourself to really believe what I'm talking about. And on the surface, it can act like a sort of truth detector. David John Oates is my guest. David, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dave. How are you?
I am doing pretty good, and I'll tell you what, some of the stuff frankly scares the daylights out of me. Can you explain a little bit about reverse speech?
Sure. Well, it can be a little bit scary when you first come across it. Many people get the heebie-jeebies down their spine when they hear some of these reversals. Essentially, what we are doing is quite literally recording human speech and playing it in reverse, and if you run speech backwards about once every 15 or 20 seconds, depending on the conversation, you can hear this very clear phrase amongst the gibberish that our research suggests is what we are actually thinking and feeling at the time of speaking. So the basic theory is, the theory that has been devised to explain this phenomena is essentially the language is bilevel, forwards as well as backwards. This is a natural function of the human mind. As all of us are speaking, we are creating our sounds in such a way that we're delivering two messages at once. One is forwards from the conscious, and the other is in reverse from the unconscious.
Hmm. Do you see more of this type of reverse technology in children?
Oh, good question. Children are great subjects to study. Children around the age of 1 or 2 years old have exceptionally clear backward messages. In many cases, a lot clearer than the forwards. Children are speaking in reverse from as early as 4 months of age, and we'll play some examples of that as the show goes on.
I can't wait.
Some of the kids' reversals are just stunning. I've got dozens and dozens of them here, so I'm sure we can play some really good ones.
Mm. I've got one here that I got from your site several minutes ago.
Okay.
It involves something that happened back in the 1960s with a moon exploration.
Oh, yes, of course.
Tell me a little bit about that, because backwards you can hear it just as plain as day.
Yep. Well, this is an example of Neil Armstrong walking on the moon. I guess that's the example you're picked.
Yeah.
That was actually the very first example I heard in human speech. I found that example back in 1984. So it's quite significant that you're playing this first, because it was the first example I found. And what you'll hear is a Neil Armstrong stepping onto the lunar surface, and then when you play backwards, he says really clearly, man will spacewalk. So listen to this.
Okay, we don't hear anything.
Oh, I thought you were playing it. Right, here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. No, I've got it. Right, let's play it now. Here we go forward.
It's one small step for man.
So there's Neil Armstrong's well-known words, and backwards he says, man will spacewalk.
Wow.
Very clear example, I think. Yeah, let's play it again. Here it is, forwards.
It's one small step for man.
And backwards. There you go. quite an amazing example. And also the logical thought that Neil Armstrong would have as he's stepping onto the lunar surface, you know, that we man will continue to move into space, or man will spacewalk.
Do you think that he knew something that we did not at that time?
Oh, boy, there's so many conspiracy theories surrounding the moon landing. I don't know. I've only got this one example on Neil Armstrong, so I don't have any other reversals on him. Some people have suggested that the fact that he said man will spacewalk implies that he wasn't actually spacewalking at the time. I don't know how to comment on that, but it's certainly a very clear reversal.
You also have some recordings of some children saying, "Mommy, Mommy," and they're only like a few months old.
Oh, yeah.
My God. I had a question to ask you about that.
Uh-huh.
How in the world does somebody even know speech at that age?
Ah, well, see, now that's a very interesting question. How, indeed, are children speaking in reverse at 4 months of age? Well, the way I explain it is that it's the unconscious that is speaking in reverse, and the unconscious is learning to communicate before the conscious mind does. So, naturally, the unconscious begins to speak backwards first. Some people have suggested that the vocal cords aren't formed well enough at 4 months of age for them to speak. Clearly the examples disprove that. Here, I've got that example up here of the child saying "Mummy, Mummy," and this is at 4 months of age.
Yeah, so let's hear that.
So let's play it forwards first.
Done.
Hear that little noise in the background?
Yeah.
Done.
Play it backwards, and it says "Mummy," long and drawn out, and then a very quick "Mummy." So it's "Mummy, Mummy." The Aussie accent. Do you hear that one?
Yeah, I heard it.
That one's
just as plain as day.
Yeah, that one's very clear. Here's another great one. What we're talking about, kids. This is also at 4 months of age, and we'll play it forwards first, and you'll hear this normal baby talk forwards. And when you run that backwards, you'll hear the gibberish, and then right at the end, this very clear "Hello." Isn't that amazing?
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Yeah, kids' reversals are just fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Do you, David, do you do anything for the police departments for this? I mean, I could see a valuable asset here.
Oh, well, the applications of reverse speech in law enforcement are extremely obvious. If someone is lying forward, you'll get the truth in reverse. You can also discover what their motives were in committing the crime. Sometimes you can even find out where the evidence is hidden. I've worked for the police about a half a dozen times in my 20-year career. I've had success in every case I've worked on, but I think the most significant advancement in police work has been accomplished by one of my graduates from my training class, a chap named Jack Johnston, and he works out of Ashland, Oregon, and he works for the Oregon State Police Department on a fairly regular basis, and he's even had reverse speech training accepted into their course as an optional extra in their studies. So that's a marvelous step forward for reverse speech.
I've got my webmaster. By the way, just to let the folks that tonight's show is with David John. Am I pronouncing Oates? Is that how you pronounce it?
That's how you pronounce it. Oates.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, David Oates, he's very famous for reversals. Been in the business for 20 years, probably longer. Excellent stuff. My webmaster here is interested to ask you some questions. His name is Tim Pate. He's in California.
Uh-huh.
Tim, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Do you have some questions for Mr. Oates?
Yes, one of the questions that I had was...
Tim, try to speak up a little bit. You're a little low.
Okay. How is that right there?
Yeah, I can hear you okay, Tim. Yep.
Okay. One of the questions that I had to ask you was, What actually got you into this line of work?
I'm asked that question quite a lot. I'm actually a youth counselor by profession, and I was running a halfway rehab house for street kids in Australia in 1984, and some of the kids were playing rock and roll records backwards, and you know, they'd heard about hidden messages in rock and roll, and they came to me and asked me what I thought about it, and I was rather skeptical and cynical about the whole thing, but I'm an electronics buff, I'm a ham, so I've had a fair bit of experience in electronics and audio, so I went home that night and I rewired a tape player and started running these records backwards, expecting to hear absolutely nothing, and much to my surprise, I could hear these phrases, and I became intrigued. How are they getting there? And then I stumbled across it in speech about 3 months later, purely by mistake. And then I really realized we were onto something here, and I did research and see if I could find any other work on the subject being done, and there wasn't. And so I began, and I published my first book in 1987, and it was an instant hit, and I got on all the local press and media, and here I am 20 years later still doing it.
David, I've got a question for you. Is there a difference between backward masking and reverse speech?
Quite ironic you should ask that question. I was actually just dealing with that subject just this week. Yes, there is. There's two completely distinct phenomena. A lot of people get the two confused. Backward masking is the intentional superimposing of a backward message at the recording studio level. So the recording studio is actually laying the track backwards. And you can hear that fairly easily when you play the record forwards. You can hear a gibberish in the background, and that's a backmasked track. Whereas reverse speech, there is no technical manipulation or technical altering or insertion in the soundtrack. It's reverse speech occurs purely by the way the words were sung or spoken at the time the recording took place. So reverse speech is a natural function of the mind, caused by the way the speech sounds come together at that precise point, and backward masking is intentional manipulation or laying a track down backwards at the recording studio.
Mm-hmm. This type of speech technology has also been used in business negotiations and corporate mergers.
Oh yes, it has.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, in point of fact, I'm fairly active in the corporate arena. I have clients in Sydney contract me on a fairly regular basis before they're about to make an important decision. They will contact me to record their speech. We'll talk about it and see what we're doing. If we can conduct the conversation in the right way, you can elicit information from the deep unconscious that will actually tell you whether that business is going to be successful or not. Because deep down inside, on the deep unconscious level, we know where our life is going to head. We know what decisions are the correct and the incorrect ones to make. The trouble is to try to get that information on a conscious level. And with reverse speech, we can tap directly into the unconscious and get that unconscious information.
If I could ask one question.
Yeah.
What is your method? How can you differentiate the difference between something that is, Mr. Flewey said, backward mask? How can you tell the difference? Just to say, if I were to hand you something, and I handed it to you, and you played it, and you listened to it, could you actually tell the difference between something else?
The difference between a fraud and a
fake. Oh, sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Genuine reversals have got a very distinct tonal signature to them. They have a very melodious, rhythmic, sing-song tone. They're really quite unmistakable to recognize them. And a backward mask message, as soon as you listen to it forwards, you'll be able to tell it's been placed there intentionally, because you'll hear it as gibberish in the background.
David, one other quick thing here. I've got a recording of, I think it was something, Tim, wasn't that something about I Am the Christ?
Yeah.
David, if I was to play that to you, I don't know if you'd be able to hear it very well.
All right.
Could you give me your expert opinion of what this could possibly be?
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Why don't you and Tim go ahead and, Tim, I think you had quite a few questions for Mr. Oates there. I'm going to try to find this.
Okay.
Great. One other question I had to ask you. You said that you had mentioned children. I have a few children of my own. I have three children.
Uh-huh.
And I'd always thought it was quite interesting to wonder if the younger children were saying things that maybe I couldn't understand.
Right.
And you had mentioned that you have recorded them and
uh-huh.
reversed the speech.
Uh-huh.
And things that they say. You can actually pull out of that.
Oh sure, yeah. We played a couple of examples just a little while ago, where I had one baby saying back was mummy,
right.
and another one saying help. Uh huh.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, I can play you some more if you want to hear them.
Sure, great. Yeah, I'd love to hear them.
Yeah, okay. Well, here, let's play. Here, let me play you one of my favorite ones. This is
okay.
This is my daughter in the bathtub. And this is when she's 30 months of age, and she's trying to pick up a cup, and she can't pick it up, so she reaches out to me for help. And just straightforward baby gibberish fours, and we run it backwards, and she says quite clearly, "David, help me."
Help.
Let's slow it down a little bit. David, help me.
Help.
You hear that one okay?
Oh, my.
Clear
oh,
as a bell.
My.
Isn't
that
wow. amazing, hey? Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, kids' stuff are just great, yeah.
Wow. That is something else. I never thought that this was something that... somebody would study. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, I've played with it before on my computer,
right?
And reversed things back around, and just the things that you hear are strange. It almost sounds German to me when I listen to it.
Oh yeah, that's a comment that many people make. So, I just got hooked by the whole thing, and I couldn't let it go. I was convinced that there was something here, and I was convinced it was a very significant discovery, and
right.
So I've just continued with it, and I've pursued it for the last 20 years now.
What is the common device that you used in this study? I mean, I know that you use a tape recorder. Is it any special type of tape recorder?
No, it's a specially modified auto-reverse player, and we simply modify the reversing function, so instead of playing side B of the tape, when you click the reversing switch, it plays the same side of the tape backwards. So,
okay.
So we've recently come out with some software, though, that you can download from our website that will play tapes forwards and backwards and a variable speed. So, anyone can go to my site, reversespeech.com, and download the software and try it out for themselves.
I'll have to do that.
Uh-huh. I'm going to jump right on that.
Yeah.
David, you got some great stuff. I've got something I would like you to listen to.
Yep.
You give me your expert opinion. This
okay.
is supposed to be, I do believe this is the one that has something about Christ.
This is backwards, right?
This is backwards.
Okay. Oh,
it
heavens.
Says, who is the Christ?
Do that again.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, yeah, I can hear that very faintly, yeah. Oh, yeah, where is that from?
Somebody mailed it to me.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, forwards now, it says something like something's on fire or something. It's really kind of strange.
Uh-huh.
Does that sound like something that would be in a real reverse speech situation?
Oh, it could be. Christ could be a metaphor for something. I mean, you'd have to know the context it was recorded under. Reverse speech uses a high proportion of metaphorical statements using religious characters. So, I wouldn't be surprised to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, you've been listening to David John Oates. He's in Australia right now, and he's got some great stuff in regards to reverse speech. I'm going to tell you for sure 100% this stuff works. It's very strange and very bizarre, to say the least. Tim, you've got several kids over there.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to do any experimenting?
I think I am. I think I'm kind of drawn to this now, too.
Is this a David, is this a good way to try to find out if our kids, you know, kind of what they're thinking and, you know, I mean.
Well, I tell you what, my kids are teenagers now, and they won't let me come near them with a tape recorder. So, you know, you could consider it the ultimate truth detector.
The ultimate lie detector?
Oh, yeah, the ultimate lie detector, sure. Yeah.
Theorem. Definitely.
Yeah, but the ultimate tool.
Wow. You say you've been doing this for about 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Do you go out to people's houses and do this kind of stuff? Or is
well, they come to see me. I have a very active therapeutic practice where I use reverse speech in working with my clients.
And the parents don't mind?
Oh, the parents don't mind? Oh,
yeah.
Well, I don't really work with kids all that much. No, I was talking specifically. No, I don't go to people's houses to work with the kids, but I have clients come to see me, and no, the parents don't mind.
I bet you they're strucken when they hear what they hear when they hear themselves backwards.
Oh, sure they are. Oh, yeah. Point of fact, that's an integral part of my process. Is someone will come to me and I'll tape them for 30 minutes, and then I'll analyze the tape, and they come back a week later, and then I play them the reversals and explain what they mean, and people are awestruck. To actually hear yourself backwards in very clear, audible statements can be quite disconcerting sometimes.
David, do you have some more?
Oh, I've got lots and lots and lots of them.
Let's hear some.
Okay, let's. Look, here's an interesting one. This is one that I found 2 weeks prior to George Bush going into Iraq, and as a result of this reversal, I actually made a couple of statements on some radio shows I did that we were going to go into Iraq very soon. So here we go.
We'll help that nation to build a just government after decades of brutal dictatorship. The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose.
And where he says the form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose, backwards he says, we will sit in Baghdad.
Rather sit in Baghdad.
Rather sit in Baghdad. Rather sit in Baghdad.
Do you hear that one? Quite clear, isn't it amazing? And, of course, that's what's happening. America is sitting in Baghdad now, and we are calling the shots. So I found that one about 2 weeks prior to the war. Here, let's play the whole tape backwards.
Okay.
Here we go. Did you hear that amongst the gibberish there?
Yeah.
Let's do it
again.
And you can hear how they come out of the gibberish. They come out in these sort of like in these very clear statements, right in amongst the gibberish. Here's a funny one. This is a one on an American evangelist preaching.
Great things, Warren, and I can do great things today. My friend, it just narrows itself down what he said to Simon Peter by the Sea of Galilee. Lovest thou me?
Back where she says, my advice is rancid.
My advice is rancid.
Oh, my
God. My advice is rancid.
Makes you think twice, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Yeah.
Is this somebody that we know?
You know what? I actually don't know who that was. I taped him off the TV. That was back in 97 sometime.
Oh,
I'm
my.
I'm not too sure exactly who it is.
Here, listen, oh, my.
Here, listen to the whole lot backwards, and you'll hear the gibberish first, and then this really clear phrase, we'll sit in, my advice is rancid, then back to gibberish again.
My advice is rancid.
And you can hear that amongst the gibberish there. We'll do it again. Quite amazing stuff.
Hmm. Tim, what do you think about this? It's something. It's absolutely something.
I'm standing here, and I'm listening to this, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. I mean, some of the things I've just heard blow my mind.
Yeah.
Blow my mind.
Yeah, well, you can see why it captured me in the very early days. It was like, what on earth is this stuff? And mm-hmm. And I'm surprised. I'm the first person who ever looked at speech, and I'm amazed with the, because the religious fundamentalists were talking about these in the late 70s and early 80s before I got started. But until I started my work, no one had ever looked at human speech, just at music. And because when I started finding speech, I was like stunned. And then I wrote my theory in 1987.
Yeah, I'm sitting here going, wow.
Yeah.
David, we're going to take a break.
Yep.
Sir, we will come back. Folks, this is Night Talk. We will be back. You might want to stay around. Okay, David?
Yeah, mate, how are you?
Excellent.
You're liking this?
Everything's great.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Okay. We got some people over here, too, listening to you. It's excellent.
Okay, excellent. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay,
this is, we're going to go 3 minutes into this, and then we'll come back to you.
Yep.
We'll be back in a minute.
Not a problem.
Okay, thanks a lot, too. You did not have to do this on Saturday now.
Oh, that's okay, mate. Not a problem. You'd already had me up on your website. What else could...
Yeah, we're gonna keep you up there too,
because
I appreciate it. Hold on.
You're welcome. And shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Their eyes are blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. As the rider cloaked on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. They are with us, we'll ride. Trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-oh. My name is Dave Fluey. We're talking with David John Oates on reverse speech. And we're going to come back in just a very short period of time, folks. You might want to stick around for some of the interesting stuff coming up. This is Night Talk.
Of
tonight's conversations west of the Mississippi, call 903-575-9191. East of the Mississippi, 615-374-9701.
Oh, my. I'll tell you what, folks. This guy here is something else. Reverse speech. My guest is David John Oates. He's a specialist in reverse speech. You've probably heard him in many places on the radio. And, David, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay. David, give me some idea of how many more of these reversals that you have for us.
Oh, heavens, I've got as many as you want. I've got several thousand on my computer here.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, I can just pick and choose and play for as long as you like.
Give me one that's really interesting, something that, you know, I mean, we've already had quite a few interesting ones here. Give me some, maybe some more children or some little tiny babies or something. I mean, this stuff is just, I can't believe it. It's fantastic.
All right, well, listen, look, before I get into kids, I've got one queued up here just to play on George Bush, and then I go straight to kids. This is a funny one. This is George Bush speaking forwards.
Today, the federal government Council of Economic Advisers released a report that estimates the bipartisan agreement reached this week can save 300,000 American jobs.
And backwards, he says, Senate, they're all first-year losers.
No first-year losers.
Hear that one okay?
Yeah, it's a little different than some of the other ones.
Anyway, look. Here's some more on kids. Here's a funny one. This is a kid with a dirty diaper, and dad's.
And how old is this child?
This is two years of age.
2 years of age.
Okay, so here we go.
Here, Ken, I got a diaper for you.
A diaper?
Yeah.
And where he says a diaper, backwards he says, "Help me out."
Help me out.
Oh, my God.
Help me out.
You can imagine this kid with a dirty diaper. Hey, come on, Dad. Come here and help me out. Here it is. Here it is. Forwards.
A diaper.
And backwards.
Help me out.
There we go. Mm. So a kid wants a little bit of help with his dirty diaper. So, and here's another one on kids. When we talk about kids, this is a couple of Aussie kids. I hope you can get the accents okay. This is the two kids playing, and this is about 4 years of age. And one of the kids notices an inoculation mark on the other kid's arms and says, "Oh, do you have an injection?"
Do you have an injection? But what do you do? Might be better.
And when she says to make you better, back when she says, "I hated them."
I hated them.
Oh, my.
I hated them.
Quite a natural reaction you'd expect a young kid to have, hey?
Oh, my. Tim, what do you think about this? You've got some very young children over there yourself. Tim?
Doesn't sound
We may have lost Tim.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, all right. I was caught off guard with that last one, and I was kind of choked up when I heard it. I was trying to keep from laughing so loud out on the radio here.
Yeah.
Could you play that one more time?
I hated them one.
Yeah, the two little kids. That was amazing.
All right, here it is. Forwards.
He has an injection, but what's he doing? Might be better.
And here we go.
I hate him.
Quite amazing, hey?
I hate him.
Quite exactly what you'd expect a young kid to say.
Of course.
Yeah. Here's another one, seeing you guys like kids so much. Here we this is my own daughter. I'm chasing around the room with a tape recorder, and she suddenly sees this tape recorder and reaches out for it. And where she says that, "Aga," "Ah," back where she says, "What's that?" There you go.
Wow. You know, that almost...
Sorry?
It almost sounds like the way that that's being said is something like out of a movie. Tim, you may be familiar with the movie The Exorcist or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Was that, did that kind of sound like, I think it was Carrie Ann that they used? The name Carrie Ann, does that ring a bell? She was some type of a spirit. She went to another side, and she was trying to talk to her parents, and it sounds so much like that. And I kind of wonder if some of these characteristics don't maybe inspire some movie makers.
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, reverse speech has got a very unique sound, as you've noticed, and it does produce that heebie-jeebie type eerie ghostly effect. And I think some moviegoers or some producers have utilized that backward sound to create some weird special effects in movies, sure. Yeah, you can't get away from it, that it certainly does have a weird sound, and I've seen some people go quite ghostly white just listening to reversals at times. Here's a real pointed one on kids. This is, this explains some of the real implications of reverse speech. This is a 13-year-old girl, and she's been nonverbal since birth. She's retarded, and she only speaks in groans and grunts. And her mum came to me a couple of years ago with a recording of her for me to analyze. So let's just play a small section forwards, and you'll hear how she speaks forwards. And as you can hear, just normal groans and grunts. Now we play it backwards, and she says, you'll have to listen a bit carefully for this, she says, "Mummy, love you." And here we go again. Do you hear that one okay?
Yeah, it sounds okay.
Yeah, so this mother, obviously, when I played her that reversal, she had tears in her eyes because this was the first time she'd heard her daughter speak. And at 13 years of age, to hear your daughter speak for the first time and she says, "Mummy, love you," it really shows some of the amazing applications of reverse speech.
David, I've got a very interesting question for you.
Uh-huh.
It is, what about the people that are in our society that have speech problems, mental problems,
uh-huh.
They can't quite speak properly, you don't understand them, can you glean anything out of their mind by this reversal?
Yes, you can, and I have done that in the past. If there's some speech centers of the brain damage. See, reverse speech would appear to be coming from the right brain hemisphere, and if the right brain hemisphere hasn't been damaged and it's primarily left brain hemispheric damage, then yes, you will get some a fair proportion of intelligent reversals in the speech. So this can be used for getting in contact with people who are non-verbal, stroke patients, for example. Even though they might be able to speak forwards, you will still have some right brain hemispheric activity, and you can get speech reversals from them.
Mm-hmm. Tim, do you have any questions?
Actually, I had one. Have you tried this on many people with developmental disabilities that are non-verbal?
Not to a great deal of extent that I can speak with authority on. One of my graduates in my analyst class in my hometown here works for the local Autistic Children's Society, and she plans to do a lot of work with autistic kids starting this year. So hopefully I'll be able to answer that question with more authority within a year or so. Most of my work has been in the traditional therapeutic area where I'm working with them. Adults with issues like depression or whatever else, relationship problems or motivation, they tend to be the type of issues I work with mostly.
Mm-hmm. This kind of technology has helped a lot of people out, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I've got some amazing success stories. And if you go to my website at www.reversespeech.com, and you can click onto the testimonials section, and you can read quite a lot of the testimonials of people I've worked with over the years. And therapeutically, it's just amazing because you can get right to the root cause of someone's problems or issues very, very quickly using reverse speech.
So you're dealing with like an overt mode and a covert mode.
Exactly correct. That's exactly how I describe it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Forward speech being overt, which means it can be heard, and covert, which is reverse speech, means it's hidden and unseen and unheard.
This type of reversal like this, when you hear something backwards, this is the truth. You cannot lie.
No, I do not believe you can lie in reverse. Now, whether it's ultimate truth is another question. Certainly, it is truth according to the person speaking. It is their own beliefs and their own truth. That does not necessarily translate to ultimate truth, but certainly truth according to the individual, yeah. And in the 20 years I've been doing this, I have yet to have found it telling a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed in these recordings, that, like you had mentioned before, that you actually hear the word, and then it goes directly into gibberish.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, at one point in time, I was like, well, wait a second, what is this? And then after I heard the recordings over and over, actually listening to this on your website,
right,
it opened my eyes up, and I was like, wow, it's just amazing the way that this thing works out. I mean, you hear the things that are being said, and then it automatically goes right into the gibberish.
Yep, exactly correct. Yep, exactly correct. It's quite stunning. And that's one of the ways that you can pick out, to get back to one of your very earlier questions, what is a genuine speech reversal and what is backward
right.
masking. Once you've been doing it for 20 years, you develop an ear, and you just know. Reversals have this very unique sound to them.
And so the ones that are fake usually sound better?
Depends on the person who's doing the fake, doesn't it? Yeah, that depends entirely on the skill level.
Tim, do you have anything?
No, I'm just definitely interested. That's all I can really say.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I say, I'm still amazed that the field does not have more people pursuing it now than what it currently does. Although I've trained, in my 20 years, I've trained hundreds of analysts over the years. We've about a dozen of those are now working the field full time. So other than myself, there's about a dozen others scattered around the world who are pursuing this as their sole career, which still makes it a fairly elite field. There's not many people working it.
When you try to analyze the speech wave, do you take sentences, or exactly how does that work?
Oh well, no. Well, I'm generally taking small segments at a time, like 10 or 15 seconds. I'm running them forward and then running them backwards. So I just gradually work through the tape in segments. Traditionally, you know, if for a 30-minute tape, I'll go through that, you know, 10-15-second segments at a time until I get through the whole tape. And that can take a while. I mean, it can take a good, probably 3-4 hours to analyze a 30-minute tape. So it's a fairly time-intensive process.
So I've noticed that sometimes when you look at the waveform, there's like pulse waves.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a space between those waves.
Yep.
Do you take three of those, or two of those, or five of them at a time, or how exactly does that work?
Oh, well, I don't really go by the waveforms themselves. No, I'm just going in time segments.
Time segments.
Yeah.
So we're dealing with a time domain.
Right. Correct. Mm. Yeah.
Very interesting.
If I wanted to ask a question.
Yep.
Excuse me. What is one recording that stands out in your mind in the 20 years of your profession? What is one recording that you have, you know, reversed that stands out among the others?
Oh, there's several of them. You know, I played the Neil Armstrong one. That's always been one of my most favorite ones. Actually, the one I'm thinking of right now, I can't play on the air. Well, I probably could. Just let you pick out the last word. Yeah, why don't I do that? Here, let me play. This is a classic. This was a man. This one shows the applications of reverse speech in a very graphic example. It saved me a lot of money. This is a man I was going to go into partnership with. And he's talking to me, and I'd say this is one of my favorite reversals of all time. He's talking to me about selling my books for me.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree.
That way, if we contain sole rights to the books, they're channeled through us. Now, are Anchor Point always going to be publishing this book?
Backwards, reversal says, I'm so full of blank. And you work out the last word. Here we go. And again. Quite a graphic reversal, and graphically shows the applications of reverse speech in terms of getting right into the human mind. And obviously, this is a guy you don't trust.
So you can basically figure out if somebody's a trustworthy person just about instantly.
Absolutely, you can. Yep, absolutely. All you need is 5 or 10 minutes of tape, and that tape is going to tell you fairly well whether you can trust that bloke or not.
And so this works with anybody?
Uh-huh, yep.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's a natural function of language. It proves the unexplored function of speech. All of us are doing it all the time. Like, if we were to tape this radio show that we're doing now, I'm sure we would find reversals in the show, depicting what we're both thinking and feeling as we're speaking to each other.
You know, something that's kind of interesting, too, is when we're all asleep, we tend to mumble.
Uh-huh.
We say things.
Yep.
And they don't make any sense. I wonder if anything would come out of that.
You know, that's a question that's been asked of me many times, but I have not to this day done any work on that. You need to have someone who's got a partner who can just turn a tape recorder on right at that moment that they're sleep talking. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Are these things affected by dreams? Are dreams affected by these at all?
Well, I think dreams and reversals are coming from the same source inside the unconscious mind. I think they're very similar phenomenon. At the deepest levels of reverse speech is very metaphoric in nature, using words like wolf, Lancelot, goddess, and these metaphors can be very, very similar to dream images and dream pictures, and many people have drawn a comparison between some of the deeper levels of reverse speech and dream analysis. So I believe they are similar phenomena in as much as they're coming from the same area of the human mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was trying to record Tim earlier. We were going to try to have some reversal of some stuff here. I've got some stuff that we'll probably have after the top of the hour. Tim, if it's okay with you, I've got just one little clip. I didn't have enough time to go through the whole tape. This was his incident. It was in regards to a week and a half ago when he said that he saw, along with witnesses, some sort of an object above his head.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't too long after that, Tim lost his phone connection with me, and it was definitely just a disconnect. It wasn't anything that, you know, it was like a disconnect, and then the phone company disconnected because you can hear the two distinct pulses.
Uh-huh.
I analyzed them, and it looks like there's two on the after and just maybe a little tiny small one in the beginning. And Tim goes away. Pretty amazing. And I just, you know, was kind of curious to find out maybe what his subconscious might have saw.
Oh, well, that would be fascinating to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim, you don't have a problem with that, do you?
No, not at all.
Okay. We'll have that a little after the top of the hour. See if I can't get that. Boy, this stuff is amazing. Absolutely, David.
Yes, it is. It's quite an incredible phenomenon.
How many people come up to you, let's say, in a month's time to have a reversal done?
Oh, well, how many people? Oh, well, I'm working with, in a month's time?
Yeah, 100,000?
Oh, yeah, about 100,000. hospital, so you know, I work with 20 or 30 people during the week at any one time. I have a fairly active practice. Some of my work is done in person. A lot of it's done over the phone, though, because a lot of my clients are in the United States and Europe. So I'd say probably 70-80% of my work is all done over the phone.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate you, too, taking the time. John Oates is my guest. He took a special time out from his family to speak with us on the radio tonight, folks. You can call us if you live in the Texas area. Our number is 903-575-9191. Here in Tennessee, it is 615-374-9701. And why don't you go ahead and give your website out one more time there, David?
The website address is www.reversespeech, that's one word, R-E-V-E-R-S-E-S-P-E-E-C-H, reversespeech.com.
And our website is www.nighttalk.us. For those of you interested in tonight's program, our webmaster, Tim Pate, can get you going with anything that you need with pictures or any comments requested. Tim, how is that doing? Are we still up online?
Oh, yeah, we most certainly are.
We've had a lot of plagues of a lot of problems with the web servers, and so it looks like everything's up. The message board looks great, too, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time on that.
I would imagine. Have we had anybody in there tonight?
Not so far, no, we
not
haven't.
Not so far.
We had the chat room is active. There's four
chat
or five
room.
People in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the chat room is something different than the other one. When I went there tonight, I was just amazed at what had happened in the last two or three days. frankly, we ought to put David out there, too. When you get a chance to grab some of the clips that he has on his website of these reversals, and we'll have them placed on the website for the folks listening on the radio, it would definitely be interesting to get some comments about this. Maybe somebody can record somebody, and you know, maybe we can hear something very interesting. And David, I will stay in contact with you after the program here. And if I need any assistance or anything with some of this stuff, I might contact you on this.
Oh, sure. I would only be too pleased to help. You know, I used to run my own radio show in the United States for 3 years back in the late 90s, and I would have callers call into my show, and we would take them on the spot, and then I'd find the reversals during the top of the hour break and play them back to them when we would come back, and that was always a very popular segment. People really loved to hear their own reversals.
You know, I wonder if it's the people that realize this stuff doesn't work as good, because I tried recording myself several times. Of course, we all probably did that at one time or another, and it said that I was going to the store. It said, "I'm going to the store."
Oh, really?
I never planned on, and I didn't even go to the store.
Huh.
So where this came up from, I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
Maybe
I don't know.
You were hungry.
Could be.
Maybe your subconscious was telling you you were hungry. That's interesting. I mean, how this all plays into effect. I'm totally amazed over here.
Well, I know. It's just absolutely amazing. And I'm kind of wondering if it's the people that realize this stuff, if they're able to get some kind of a gleaning of information out of something that they say.
Oh, what you mean in terms of being able to hear what the reversals are coming from people? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, see, it's like yourself, okay? Take yourself for an example. You understand how all this stuff works.
Uh-huh, yep.
Would it be easy for you to record yourself and play something that you say backwards?
Right.
Or would it be easier for you to take somebody that you did not know and play them backwards? Which one do you think you would be able to better...
Oh, you would be better in hearing the reversal of someone who you don't know, because you...
Your subconscious would probably play effect into that.
Yeah, right. Well, with people who you know, you've got a little bit of bias. I always prefer to work with subjects I don't know.
So it's kind of like a buffer.
Right,
kind of
yeah,
like a buffer
sure.
Zone.
Uh-huh.
Tim, do you have any questions before we go to the top of the hour break?
No, I have no questions at this time, no.
Okay, David, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, folks, And when we come back, we are going to continue this reversal phenomenon. This, my friends, is Night Talk, and we will be back. Yeah, David?
Yeah, hey, how are
you? Excellent stuff there, buddy.
Good. Some people telling me my audio level is a little bit low. So,
who's that?
Oh, just some listeners. I've got a couple of my own people. They're emailing me, messaging me, saying my levels are low. So.
Oh, they could be.
Yeah,
sometimes you're a little low and a little high. Are they listening on the internet?
Uh-huh, yep.
Okay.
Yep, yeah, I'm that's chatting great. To a few of them now.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
They say your audio is a little low. Okay, I'll turn you up here.
Yeah, anyway,
I'll turn you up.
Yeah.
Do I sound okay? Does Tim sound okay?
Yeah, you both sound fine.
Just use a little low.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, well, sometimes, the phones, different
phones
and stuff like that have a lot to do with it.
Yep.
I talked to one last week, I think, we had an interview with somebody, and the audio was so low that I turned it up so high it almost started squealing.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
Yeah, I was just like, what in the world is going on here?
Yeah, well, I'm turned up pretty high here. I don't know how I can turn it up much higher.
Oh, hold on.
Yep.
A what? Covered, yeah. Oh, lordy, lordy. Well, this is going to go to probably about 1 minute after, and then we're going to cut back into it. We've got about 3 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, Tim has been really good. He's not getting paid for this, and so, it's just like, he's a lifesaver sometimes because of the website. And,
yeah, okay.
And all this stuff that I'm doing over here is, it's just like I'm extremely busy.
Oh, I know, mate. I ran my own show for 3 years.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where at, out of curiosity?
Oh, well, I was syndicated about 25 stations across America. I did the Saturday night version of Sightings on the radio with Jeff Rantz, and I did the Saturday night show. So I did it every Saturday night, and it was good fun. I was sad when that stopped, but oh well, that's the way it goes.
Do you have any specific topics besides reversals?
Oh, no. I can pretty much go wherever you want to go. We could play a couple of UFO-type reversals, seeing you have a UFO-type show.
We could. Do you have any?
Yeah, sure I do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got a few of those. Yep.
Yeah, I got to find this one of Tim, too, in here.
Okay. Listen, I'm just going to grab a cup of coffee.
I'll put you back on the speaker here while I better get things going here.
I'll be back in a quick second.
Okay, thanks a lot, David.
You're welcome.
Yep.
Bye.
Levy was dry. Then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. Landed foul on the grass.
I'm back.
The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sideline in a cast.
played a marching tune. We all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance. Cause the players tried to take the field. The marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today? The music died. We started singing bye bye, Mr. American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye.
Good morning, folks. It is 12 o'clock Central Standard Time. This is Night Talk. My name is Dave Fluey. My guest tonight is David John Oates. He specializes in reverse speech, a very strange thing. David, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
And you mentioned while we were on the break something about UFO reports.
Oh, well, yes. Well, I noticed, of course, your website is you've actually got up here. Tonight's show is about reverse speech and alien conspiracy. So I figured if that's the case, I better get a few UFO reversals for
you. Absolutely.
Yeah. So here we go. I'll just play a couple of my classic ones. This is one from an Air Force announcement that there was nothing going on in Roswell in 1947, okay? So his name is Colonel Haynes, and he's about to play a short video that they have made.
Let me read my prepared statement, and then we'll roll a short video that Captain McAndrew will talk about.
And this video is supposed to show that what happened in Roswell was just weather balloons, and backwards he says, we faked it.
Misfaced it.
So that makes you think twice. And here is the same colonel in the same press conference, and he's talking about what they found at Roswell.
I'm sorry, I just don't have any information for that. All I know is what the Air Force did, and that if you overlay much of their claims and you look at the Air Force scientific research, you can see it's obvious that what we're talking about at Roswell.
And there he says backwards, share a secret with NASA. Here we go.
Share a secret with NASA.
Oh my.
Sure, secret is NASA.
Hear that one?
Sure, secret is NASA.
Very clear.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it makes you wonder, what have they found? What secrets is he sharing with NASA?
Well, I have, David, there was a thing I was reading on the website today in regards to conspiracies, alien conspiracies.
Uh-huh.
Some theories that they have. A lot of the CIA and the National Security Agency doesn't, I guess they're the only ones that do know, or that they're probably, you know, there's maybe some other elite government entity or agency that knows about this and nobody else does.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not an expert to comment on that, but I can certainly tell you that with all the work I've done on UFOs and that there is clearly something going on, and
is definitely going on.
Some government program that we are not privy to. And here's an interesting reversal that I occasionally play in some of my shows. This is from a spokesman for NASA who's talking about the alleged face on Mars on Cydonia, and he's saying it just looks like a face.
Shortly after it got there, when the mapping began that year, Viking Orbiter 1 sent back the picture, and somebody noticed it on there, and it was kind of a neat thing.
Talking about the face on Mars, backwards he says, we're involved with Cydonia. And Cydonia, of course, is the region on Mars where the face and other alleged artifacts exist. So that makes you wonder, what other areas are they interested in?
And these people can't lie about this either.
Oh, that's absolutely correct. It's one of the great things about reverse speech is that, no, it can't lie. At least in the 20 years that I've been doing it, I have yet to found it communicating a lie. So certainly based on the evidence I've gathered so far, no, it can't lie. And, of course, we talked about some of its applications in law enforcement a little earlier. Actually, let's play a couple of reversals on some high-profile cases in the United States. Let's look at... Here's a faint one. See if you can hear this one. This is O.J. Simpson. And this is a police interview that he did 24 hours after the... attacks on Nicole.
And I come home and kind of leisurely got ready to go. You know, I mean, we had done a few things.
So he's talking about he went to the restaurant, he came home, he lazy, got ready to go. But what was he really doing then? Well, backwards he says, I killed them high. And do it once more. And you can think you can hear that one fairly clearly too, so... And I believe he was, based on other reversals I found, I believe he was high on cocaine. So hence I killed them high. And another high profile case in the United States is Patsy Ramsey, and the mother of the little beauty queen who was murdered in Boulder, Colorado in 96.
Terrible thing.
Yeah, and here she is on TV saying she believes there's at least one person out there who knows who committed this crime.
We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this. And that is the killer and someone that person may have confided in.
And backwards, she tells us who that person is, and she simply says, I'm that person. That'll send chills down your spine too, won't it?
Absolutely. David, I'm just absolutely amazed at some of the stuff that that you've come up with. You know what? One thing I do kind of wonder about is if the government is not working on some kind of a program to stop this.
To stop reverse speech?
To stop, not necessarily the reverse speech, but on certain government officials, such as the president, maybe a CIA director. And try to put an end to this reverse speech?
Well, I've got to tell you that whilst I found a whole bunch of reversals on Bill Clinton when he was President of the United States, I'm finding very few on George Bush, and he's proving to be a very elusive character to find reversals in reverse.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah, it does make you wonder. Yes, it does. So I know that the government is aware of my work. I gave a series of lectures and workshops in Washington, D.C. in the early 90s. The FBI expressed interest in pursuing the field further. Now, I don't know what's been done. I've heard numerous rumors over the years about work that the government's allegedly doing with reverse speech. I can't verify or validate any of that. I do know that it's possible to suppress reversals using certain forms of hypnosis. Maybe something is being done.
Some kind of a government project, some secret conspiracy. Tim?
I'm still here.
Tim Pate. He's our webmaster in
Tim
California.
Tim Pate?
Pate, yeah. P-A-T-E.
Tim Pate, okay. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
I was just listening to the last one. It was the JonBenet Ramsey.
Okay, Tim, you're a little low. I don't know what it is. I've turned you up as much as I can over here. You're going to have to speak up in the phone.
Is that any better right there?
Nah, it's about the same. You kind of went down here. I don't know what happened. David, now, he's just about as loud as we can put him. I guess he's louder than he was earlier, and I tried to bring you up as well, and it did not work. So you're going to have to speak up a little bit.
Yeah, he actually sounds a lot louder
than
he did before. I don't know what it is. I haven't done anything to my phone. Can you hear me better now? Or
yeah, it's a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Hey, do you have any questions for David?
No, not at this time. I'm just kind of listening to what he's talking about.
It sounds like you might be listening to the Internet. There's a little bit of a delay. We have a 15-second delay.
Mm-hmm.
And is your brother tonight listening to the Internet, Tim?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Is he taking care of some of the stuff on the website? Can you tell me what the latest stats are?
As a matter of fact, there's still a few people in the chat room, and that's basically about it. Nothing real major as far as that goes. No.
Okay, for the folks that are interested in going to our website, it is www.nighttalk.us. There's a lot of stuff in there that Tim has done. Tim has been an excellent webmaster. Been doing this stuff for quite a while. Not too familiar with some of the HTML, which can be very sticky sometimes. It's hard to discern one code from another. There's a lot of web stuff that you can build websites with. This is what he works with. He's worked with it for quite a while and seems to be pretty good at it. David, I'm just absolutely amazed at some of this stuff. You say you have more stuff?
Oh, sure.
Let's hear some.
Let's just pull them out at random. Here's one I play quite a lot. This is an example. This is a live commentary of JFK's assassination in Dallas, Texas. And we're going to pick up the soundtrack right before the commentator realizes the shooting had occurred.
One moment, please. Something has happened in the motorcade route. Stand by, please. Parkland Hospital, there has been a shooting. Parkland Hospital has been advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound. The president's car is now going past me. The limousine is now traveling at a very high rate of speed. Secret Service.
All right, so there we go. And right where he realizes JFK has been shot, he says, this forwards.
Parkland Hospital, there has been a shooting.
And backwards he says, he shot bad, hold it, try and look up. So there you've got three grammatically correct sentences all run together.
He shot bad, hold it, fire it up. He shot bad, hold it, fire it up.
Do you hear that one?
Absolutely.
And here it is, forwards and backwards. Here it is, forwards.
Parkland Hospital, there has been a shooting. He shot bad, hold it, fire it up. Parkland Hospital, there has been a shooting. He shot bad, hold it, fire it up.
There, a very clear example of reverse speech. Okay.
Do you think that he, the individual that made that comment, do you think that he knew something that we did not?
I think that he was trying to look around, to look up, to see where the shots were coming from. And if you've ever been in Dallas, that the motorcade route sort of runs down, and you have to look up to the depository building where Lee Harvey Oswald allegedly was, but the only thing we can glean from that reversal is that he had to look around and look up.
Okay, do you have some more there?
Oh, sure. Let's look at, let me see, what shall I pull out for you now? here's a funny one that got me on the Australian press. This is Australia's Prime Minister Bob Hawke, who, well actually he's a former Prime Minister back in 1987, and he was fairly known for his outlandish lifestyle, and when he ran for re-election in 1987, he ran on the bandwagon that he'd given up smoking and drinking in all his wayward ways. So a reporter jokingly asks him, "Mr. Hawke, how do you plan to celebrate?" And he replies and says, "Ah, several cups of tea."
What are your celebration plans, man?
Several cups of tea.
Backwards, he says, used to smoke the best marijuana.
Used to smoke the best marijuana.
And again.
Used to smoke the best marijuana.
Did you hear that one okay?
Wow.
Yeah. So there we go. There's reverse speech revealing a hidden thought or tapping into a hidden secret, which is what it can do very easily many, many times. Here's a quick example on Bill Clinton talking about going in to get Saddam Hussein. This is just before Operation Desert Fox.
There is more agreement than at first it appears about the necessity to push this thing through to the end.
Backwards, he says, let's shoot for the assassin. The assassin obviously being Saddam Hussein.
Let's shoot for the assassin.
Let's shoot for the assassin.
And again.
Let's shoot for the assassin.
Very clear reversal, and so we can get some idea as to what's going on inside of his mind. Now, this brings up the whole thing of reverse speech and revealing national secrets. And here's a reversal that got me into a little bit of trouble back in the early 90s. This is George Bush Sr. in a speech he gave about Iraq. This is just prior to Operation Desert Storm starting.
I think things are moving in the right direction, and we're pleased so far with the solidarity, cohesiveness of the economic actions that have been taken.
Backwards, he says, sent the Seahawk up.
Sent the Seahawk up.
And again.
Sent the Seahawk up.
Now, I subsequently found out that the Seahawk is an attack helicopter on aircraft carriers. So what we had done is we actually tapped into the president's mind and gotten, in reverse, some of the battle plans or troop movements or strategic operations that he was pursuing in the Gulf. And this gets into some of the scarier side of reverse speech. It essentially means the human mind is no longer private, and the president, for example, when he goes out and makes the speech, could very well be giving away state secrets that he has discussed in the privacy of the Oval Office.
I wonder if they have any idea of the implication of this for our adversaries.
Oh, yes. Well, if reverse speech is ever to be used in a serious fashion by more than just a handful of people in the world, then the implications, it depends on your point of view. They can either be terrifying or good news, but it means that you can't keep secrets. Whatever is on your mind at the time has the potential to appear in reverse speech.
Right. I've got something here of Tim. I'm not really too sure exactly which one this is. Let me play it and see what it sounds like. Okay, well, apparently it's... No, it doesn't look like it's going to play here. I don't know what happened to it. He mentioned something here earlier about a week and a half ago of the flying saucer incident that was above his head, apparently. His phone went dead. And just before his phone went dead, he says, "I've got to go," or something of that nature. I was just going, "Oh, my."
Oh, okay. Yeah, well,
so maybe it's something that maybe he had a precognition of.
Uh-huh.
Is this possible that you can have a precognition of something?
Oh, sure. Absolutely you can. Reverse speech it taps into a lot of what we call the psychic aspects of human consciousness. I found a reversal on a client of mine that talks about this very question. This is a recording that was made 4 months prior to the 9/11 attacks in the United States. So let me play it forwards. And forwards, he's talking about psychic abilities and powers and opening the heart chakra.
So I said that I will be an opener of souls and make the most incredible feeling of my heart chakra just bursting wide open.
And backwards, he says, soon plan evil on America.
Soon plan evil on America.
So we are needed more.
Hear that reversal? Very clear.
We are needed more out there. So.
And so, you know, when I found that reversal, I didn't know what it meant, but I kept it because I thought, well, maybe this is, he's picking it up intuitively that something is going to happen to the United States. And sure enough, 4 months later, we had the attacks on the World Trade Center. So I think in this case, yes, reverse speech did tap into that higher power or that extra sense that we all have.
Well, the only thing that I could see in this is that the military implications for this, for one side can be good, another side can be bad. We have got the electronic technology where a lot of other countries don't.
Uh-huh.
And so the implications for a military situation kind of bothers me. It's kind of striking.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think you should be concerned about it. You know, and whilst I'm the discoverer and founder of the field, I have some very legitimate concerns about its use. I think if there was more public recognition that this is a real phenomenon, then perhaps we could begin to regulate it more. And,
right.
I
take it so much like a joke.
Yeah, right.
I think at this point, maybe people do think it's a joke.
Yeah, I don't think it's a joke.
I personally don't myself, Amanda, please don't think that I do.
Right.
I just think that maybe the public doesn't take... Maybe I misworded that, right? Maybe I... Maybe
oh, no,
what
I understand.
I'm trying to say is I think that people don't see it as truth yet. Maybe they don't understand.
Right. Well, it's like any new field. It takes a long time for recognition. And the claims of reverse speech on the surface seem so fantastic and phenomenal that one's natural skepticism certainly rises to the surface. And I understand that, you know, and it really takes someone to spend a whole lot of time and look at the evidence and see what we've compiled and to realize that we aren't joking and we are quite serious about it.
If I could add one thing, I think personally that I would be afraid of what I would say.
I think you're a very wise man. You got to be very careful what you say in reverse speech.
Well, me personally, I'm not so. It doesn't bother me as much. I think it probably would that somebody had something to hide.
Right.
For somebody who has something to hide and would lie about it, they would probably be more inclined to be scared of it.
Right. Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, well, clearly if you've got something to hide, then the last thing you want to do is to get yourself recorded because you have no idea what's going to come out in reverse.
Definitely. That's why I said I think I would be afraid of what I would be saying. And you know, like I don't think there's any way that you could physically try to change something that you're going to say because is there any way of measuring a pattern or anything like that?
Of measuring a pattern, what do you mean?
Well, is there something that's more inclined to set off someone to say something reversed?
Oh, I see.
Any body language?
No, but if you could, it occurs the most in very spontaneous speech that has little planning or forethought. So you can get someone to talk to give some fairly prolific reversals if you can keep the conversation going at a very free-flowing pace. Interject a lot and ask lots of questions. Don't give them much time to think about their answer. And the more the conversation can take place without their pre-thought or planning, the more reversals you will find.
So basically your subconscious is the one that is giving these speeches out.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the unconscious. It's our real self, who we really are. And actually, in point of fact, you could almost say that it's the voice of the spirit speaking. Here, let me play you an example that graphically illustrates this. This is a chap who's got a business decision to make, and he's talking to his tape recorder, and he's asking, you know, what should I do? Is this the best place to put my money. So here he is, forwards.
Does it further for us to put more energy and money and effort?
All right, now that's all I've got to go to the forwards. Is it further to put more energy and money and effort into this venture? And backwards we hear a really clear reversal that says, you're frightened, lean on me. Let's play it, then we'll talk about its implications.
You're frightened, lean on me.
You're frightened, lean on me.
You hear that reversal? Quite clear. What we're listening to is actually the voice of his spirit speaking to him and saying, look, I know you're frightened, I know you're scared, I know you're worried about this, but don't worry, don't panic, lean on me. And so here we're hearing conversations from the spirit to the conscious self. And like you've all heard about that small, still voice within, well, with reverse speech, we can actually hear that small, still voice and what it's saying to us. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
I couldn't hear anyone. Yep, okay. So you heard that reverse hello, okay?
We didn't hear the last one, no, David.
Oh, you didn't?
No, we didn't. I don't think I... Did you hear anything, Tim?
No, I didn't.
Oh, let's try again. All right, so I'll play it forward. So here we have the forward. Tell me if you can hear this.
Does it further for us to put more energy and money and effort?
You can hear that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And backwards he says, you're frightened, lean on me.
You're frightened, lean on me.
You're frightened, lean on me.
Did you hear it that time?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, that was amazing.
That's a very clear example. Yeah.
That was clear as a bell.
And what we're doing is we're hearing his spirit speaking to him, saying, I know you're frightened, I know you're upset. Don't worry, wow. Don't panic, lean on me.
Wow. That was amazing.
Absolutely. Very strange.
Yeah, let me show you some of its application in therapy. Yeah, here's a woman who is suffering from depression, and she's talking to me about the need to get her life back into order again.
I started doing something about my life, about the situations that I found myself in.
And backwards, she says, need more sunlight.
Need more sunlight.
Oh,
need
wow.
Need more sunlight.
You hear that one?
Need more sunlight.
And this is her unconscious coming back and telling her what she needs to help overcome her depression. And as a result of this reversal, this woman went and took down the curtains from her house and cut down the trees and let all this sunlight into her house. And within 2 or 3 weeks, her depression had completely faded. And we were able to access, using the reverse speech, what she needed to be able to effect a cure in her situation. So there you go. So that's I can play some more examples in therapy if you like.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, David.
Yeah. All right. Here's one. This is a woman who had asthma, talking about tapping into some of these extra senses that we have, and she's talking about some of the reasons for her asthma. And so halfway through the conversation, she talks about some mold smells that she can smell coming into the house.
He's left it in there, and I have a stuffed towel under the door to keep the mold smells from coming out.
Now, she had a reversal that we didn't know what it meant at first, but let's play it, and then I'll tell you a really fascinating story around this reversal. And backwards it says, under the floor, pus in my head.
Under the floor, pus in my head.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear that one, okay? So, what does that mean, under the floor, pus in my head? Well, we had no idea, but out of curiosity, the husband went and looked under the floorboards of the house the following day and found 18 inches of mold growing under the entire house.
Wow. How did she know?
That's the big question. Consciously, she didn't know, but the unconscious mind did know. And because the unconscious mind, which comprises probably 95% of all our mental processes, knows us very well. And it knew the source of the mold smells that was triggering this woman's asthma. So they went and cleared out the mold smells from under the house, and within 2 or 3 weeks, once again, this woman's asthma had significantly reduced. And that's one of the great things about reverse speech and working with physical and psychological issues, is that you can tap into a universal storehouse of knowledge contained inside the deep unconscious mind.
Including psychic ability.
So? Including psychic ability.
Including psychic ability, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Hmm. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Point of fact, I think that reverse speech can explain some aspects of psychic ability, like how do we know when we talk to someone that to trust them or not trust them? We get a gut feeling or a gut sense that there's more to what they're saying. In many cases, we're actually hearing the speech reversals and responding accordingly.
Hmm. Do you have a couple of more?
Oh, I got stacks more.
Let's hear something really fantastic.
Something really, well, it depends.
Really fantastic. We've heard so many so far. I don't know which one's fantastic and which one's not.
I don't know what you mean by fantastic.
something really stands out that you can really hear.
Oh, okay. All right. Here. Let me play one and see if you can get it without me telling you what it says. Okay. This is a children example, and this is an 8-year-old girl, and she's talking about her schoolwork. And I want you to notice how she has a little slip of the tongue, and she's about to tell us what she's not good at in school. So here we go.
I'm quite a good girl, and I'm quite good at math and English, but I'm not. And science.
Hear that little slip of the tongue there? She goes, I'm quite good at math and English, but not.
Quite good at math and English, but not. And science.
She's about to tell us what she's not good at, but she changes her mind. And this is what she says backwards here. You listen carefully. Tell me what she's saying.
I'm not telling.
Oh, my.
You hear that one?
I'm not telling you.
I'm not telling. Exactly correct. There's no way she's going to tell us what she's not good at. Okay? Here, let's...
Excellent example, too, by the way, because you had mentioned that you can't lie backwards.
Right.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, here's another very clear one. See if you can get this one without me telling you. This is Bob Dole resigning from the Senate when he ran against Bill Clinton in 96. And he's speaking with great passion for us about his service in the U.S. Senate.
You do not lay claim to the office you hold. It lays claim to you. Your obligation is to bring to it the gifts you can of labor and honesty, and then to depart with grace.
Okay, listen carefully. What's he saying backwards?
It's an honor.
What do you hear?
It's an honor.
It's an honor. Exactly correct. It's an honor to serve in the U.S. Senate. And here, let's play that whole tape backwards. You'll hear the gibberish first and this very clear phrase, it's an honor, and then back to gibberish again.
It's an honor to be able to ask you speak at those in your...
And you can hear that there amongst the gibberish fairly clearly, I think. There's so many really clear ones. I'm just rapidly firing through, picking out some of the clearest ones. Oh, here's another clear one. This is on Patsy Ramsey again, and she's saying it's been suggested to her that someone inside her family or circle of friends committed this crime. And backwards forward she says, I don't know anyone who could be that vicious.
I can't believe that we have ever knowingly met anyone that can be this vicious.
And backwards, well, no, I'm not going to tell you. You listen, you tell me what she's saying backwards.
I'm the only one.
What do you hear?
It sounds like to me she's saying I'm not the only one.
Well, actually, I'm the only one.
I'm the only one.
Yeah, there you go. So there you go. There's a couple of very clear reversals, and graphically illustrate reverse speech, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I wonder if she knows that she had reversal done on her.
Oh, yes. Well, actually, one of the tabloids printed printed an article on reverse speech many years ago, and focusing on Patsy Ramsey and the reversals I found, and they got quite upset about it. They went public a few days after the tabloids came out, and had some not nice things to say about it. So, so yes, they are aware. Yeah.
I wonder if they changed the way that. I wonder if she's still in jail. I think she's going to be there for quite a while for killing.
Patsy Ramsey?
Yeah, I think. Didn't she go to jail?
No, she hasn't. They haven't been charged.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, as far as I'm aware. The crimes are essentially still unsolved, and no one has been charged with the crime as well as...
Yeah, I haven't kept up with the news or anything on that. It was a terrible, terrible thing that happened to that young girl.
Yeah.
Did not need to happen. It did happen.
Yep.
And I'm glad, David, that there's people like you that try to get the truth.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, well, I'll keep on keeping on. Here's a great one from Mayor Julie Giuliani, just after the World Trade Center attacks. And he's
Was this the New York City mayor?
Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Rudy Giuliani.
Right.
The city has been under high alert since September 11th.
So the city has been under high alert since September 11th. And backwards he says two words. Listen carefully. What do you hear?
Innocent.
Sounds like he's saying innocent. Exactly correct.
So as he's talking about the horror of what's happened, his unconscious mind is saying, you know, all these innocent people out there who've been killed in this chat, in this attack.
Mm.
Here's a really interesting one. Anyone who's been following my career closely will know that in the late 1990s I had a fair bit of trouble. We had three house fires, for example. I had numerous break-ins into my office, people hacking into my computers.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
We had an incident like that last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We had lots of problems with hackers here lately.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, when you get in these things... Anyway, so here's one of my house fires, and I'm in session with a client talking about the reversals, and my secretary runs in and says, David, the house is on fire.
A sense of the class images? A sense of what?
Yes?
The house is on fire!
What?
The house is on fire!
And you can hear the emotion in her voice. Let's play it again.
The house is on fire!
What?
The house is on fire!
And backwards, she says exactly the same thing. The house is on fire. Our house is on fire. Hear that? So here we have, she's saying exactly the same thing backwards as she says forwards. So here it is, forwards again.
What?
And here it is backwards. That one will make you think.
Yeah. What exactly causes that?
We call them mirror image reversals. They happen reasonably often in reverse speech, where they come out and say exactly the same thing backwards as they say forwards. We believe that in these situations the person is being very congruent and trying to communicate a truth in a very strong sense.
Well, the truth comes out twice.
Yeah, right, exactly correct. And it's completely confirming what she's saying forwards. You know, obviously she's not lying. The house is on fire.
Hmm. If I was to record somebody forwards, and of course they were going to tell the truth forwards, would they, if they're going to tell the truth and they end up doing, doing that and telling the truth, would they tell the truth backwards?
Oh, yes, pretty much so. I mean, you're saying they are saying the truth forwards, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, yes, of course. It's one of the misconceptions about reverse speech, that reverse speech is always the lies, but no, reverse speech is always there, it's always speaking, and it's always speaking the truth, and if we're speaking the truth forwards, then our reversals will also communicate that truth, like we heard that case with Bob Dole, where he says backwards, it's an honour, and it was obviously an honour for him to serve in the Senate, and so that's a very real and valid thing that he is saying.
I've got an interesting question. You may or may not be able to answer it. I wonder if there's anything in the DNA of human beings that contains something about this. And also, my other question would be, do cats and dogs have this ability?
Oh, two interesting questions all in a row. Well, I can't speak with authority about the DNA, but yes, one would assume it's written into our genetic structure. I believe that it's a natural phenomenon of language. Language is both forwards as well as backwards, so yes, it would be written into our DNA. It would be encoded into our very nature. As far as cats and dogs doing it, I've done no work with that. I must admit, over the years, some people have claimed that they've heard reversals on cats and dogs, but I can't verify that, so sorry about that.
Yeah, cats usually are... very responsive to people in certain ways. They're very attached. Of course, a dog can be attached too. You can look at a cat sometimes and kind of tell what it's looking for. It's usually lazy, you know, and it wants something to eat. It might go in there and get it. If it doesn't, it might come up on you and rub on you. A dog will usually bark.
Oh, right, so, yeah.
I don't know. There's some interesting aspects about that I was kind of wondering about, you know, as far as if any kind of meows or barks or anything that would have anything backwards.
No, I can't speak with authority on that at all, sorry.
Tim, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Do you have any more questions for David there?
No, I'm just listening here and monitoring the internet here.
It's quite amazing, isn't it?
I'm lost for words here. I'm absolutely lost for words.
Listen, I've got a few people just for while I've got you, Tim, saying they can't get into your chat room. I'm getting people messaging me saying they're trying to get in and can't get in.
Oh boy, so here we go. Here we go again.
So maybe you might like to give some instructions.
Okay. Actually, to access the chat room, if you're trying to access the chat room, and I apologize if it's not working, what you want to do is you want to click on the main page, and it will take you to a Java applet that will come up, and it will actually, once the applet comes up, at the very top of the chat room, there's a button, or actually an area where you enter a username, and then you automatically press enter, and it'll take you right into the chat.
I'm going to see if I can do that right now while you...
Oh, I just popped right in.
Oh, you did get in there, David?
Yeah, I'm there now.
I don't think I mentioned that to anybody.
Tim, you might want to put some sort of a letterhead or note or something on the website that states that.
Yeah, and here we go. A couple of my people are coming to the chat right now. There you go. Good stuff.
That's good to hear. We've had a lot of problems, David, with the website going down, chat rooms not working.
Oh, really?
Found a hacker in there last week. So there's been a lot of stuff that's happened here in the last week and a half.
One of the downfalls of working on the net. So I host my own websites. We run an in-house server here at the reverse speech offices, and that helps us a little bit.
While we're at it, you might want to give your website address one more time.
The main reverse speech site is www.reversespeech.com, and that will take you to a whole bunch of other reverse speech sites. If you go to links to resource sites, you'll find a whole list of websites by other reverse speech analysts and practitioners all over the world. And the reverse speech site, once again, www.reversespeech.com. Click on to reverse speech examples, and that will take you to links to thousands of reversals you can listen to.
So there's more people in the world doing this kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, sure. Yeah, there's a lot of other people doing it. It's probably one of the most misunderstood least known fields out there. There's at least, in Australia, I've just had four students graduate from my latest class in Australia, and they are all out working and practicing in the field now. One of my students has just got some classes going, just starting up in Germany. So that'll be exciting. So we'll start to get some students, some people trained in Germany. There's training classes going on in San Diego right now, being conducted by reverse speech practitioner Therese Johnson. She works in the field full time with quite a large client load. Like I say, there's about a dozen people around the world who are now making their living out of reverse speech.
Wow. So you actually make your living doing this kind of work?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Sure.
Tim, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Tim, how do you get into the chat room? I'm going to try to take people here on the internet. There's some people that have emailed me and want to know how to get in there. I'm going to do it.
What you want to do is when you click into the index page, which is the very first page on the website, you'll click into that, click enter. Once you get into the website, let it load up for a second, and there is a... I call it the aviation area, the navigation area, and in that you'll see a sentence that says live chat. Click the chat to go into it, and you'll be taken away to another page, and it'll load up, and it loads up a Java applet. Once the Java applet is loaded up, there's a spot where it says username, and it'll be on the left-hand side. Enter a username.
Okay, see, I personally now, I don't see that.
Yeah, it's at the very top left side of the Java applet chat room.
Right.
And down below, you'll have where you can enter your sentences, and then at the top, there's an area where it says username. You have to enter a username and then hit enter, and automatically it'll tell you whatever your username is, and you just start typing.
Okay, Tim, can you hold on 1 second, please?
Sure.
Hello?
What's up?
Okay, I think we do. Tim, are you there? Let's see. Tim?
Yes.
Okay, you're back. I thought I had a... there might have been another call come in here. We've got some emails here from some people that say they cannot get in to the website or into the place that you're talking about. I don't know what to say.
And, you know, like I was speaking the other day on the actual chat room, this was the easiest chat room that I found to operate because it's extremely user-friendly. You just have to recognize that when you use the chat room, you have to look at the very top, and you can enter a username, and then once you hit that username in there, you hit enter, and it'll take you right into, it'll bring up your username. Just look at the screen. Once you've entered the username, and it'll say whatever your username is, then just start typing away.
Right. It may be something with my computer. I don't know. Several other people have had the problem. I can't seem to see where the username is. The only
Very top left-hand corner.
Okay. The only thing that I see up here says name, guest, style.
Name. That's where you want to enter your name. Just enter your name. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, just typing a name in the section where it says name.
Right, then you just hit enter.
Uh-huh. Hit enter, and it'll say, once you enter, it'll say in white letters, probably white or green, Bob, or whatever your name is.
Yeah, okay. Did somebody see Joe there just a minute ago?
Yep, I saw Joe there.
Okay, that would be me.
Oh, okay, right.
There's a thing there that says unknown.
Yep.
So that is an identification thing. That's an identification thing.
Okay, so I see.
And you can also find out who's chatting with you and where they're from, too. It'll give you who is.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll tell you where they're from, what internet service provider they're using, the location of them, and everything.
Right.
It's
so
a very interactive chat room.
So the folks that are having the problem that are listening to the show right now, it's real easy, folks. Right there where it says message at the bottom, type in a username, and I guess just hit enter, and you'll be in there.
And you can also do it at the top, too, where it says name. Just press, you know, if your name's Frank, just hit Frank in there. Hit enter, and you'll notice it'll say Frank. Your username is Frank, and then you're in the room, and you can start chatting away.
Yeah, somebody wrote here, must have Java. You must have that enabled,
yeah,
too.
I forgot to mention that. You do have to have Java. If you don't have Java, you can download it. It's Sun Micro. It's a very simple package to download.
Now, do you have to have your JavaScript enabled on the Internet Explorer?
No, not necessarily. It'll automatically start itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I made sure that that was the process when I actually downloaded this onto the site.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very user friendly chat room. The only thing you have to have is the Java applet. If you can't get it, there's two other ways you can do it. You can actually do it without Java. It'll actually take you to another website where you have to enter username And but this one I found to be the easiest, and it, no one else can get in there but you from our website.
Right. So you don't have the hacker ability as much as you would like on some of the other chats. I would like to say that David, for those listeners that just happened to might be tuning in, here we've got a radio station in Texas, one of our affiliates, KKXI in Texas. We've had a lot of people responding from that area. I will say a good morning to you at the KKXI territory. You've been listening to David John Oates. He's the pioneer and a 20-year veteran of this field. He's an Australian. He's actually talking right now from Australia. How's the weather out there, David?
We're heading into our fall now. We've got a nice, pleasant day outside. It's probably about 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
Pretty much like what Tim's territory is, very warm lately. Tim,
yeah,
you were saying it's 90
very
degrees.
Warm out here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in Buena Park, California. I don't know if you're familiar with that area.
Oh, yeah, I lived in the San Diego for 5 years, so I sort of know that area a little bit.
I'm right down the street from Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm between Knott's Berry Farm and Disneyland.
Okay, I know exactly where you are.
Yeah, a few minutes from Los Angeles here.
Uh-huh, okay.
Some of the stuff that David talks about is reverse speech, and it can reveal hidden motives and agendas and definitely the unconscious thoughts. Yeah, very interesting, David. You have definitely been an insight. We have got a lot of, I'm sure, probably a lot of hits. We'll probably have a lot of hits tomorrow, too, as well. And, Tim, I really appreciate you helping us out with the website. I know you have worked your behind off on this, to say the least. We have had a lot of situations come up. Do you want to tell him a little bit about what your dilemma was? Make it kind of brief. And tell him what happened about a week and a half ago now.
Which incident, Dave?
With the saucer above your head and the phone.
Well, real quickly, I'll give you a brief rundown of the incident that took place. Me and Dave were talking after a guest had been on the show, and we were actually talking about unidentified flying objects and aliens and things of that nature. And lo and behold, during the conversation, something appeared before my eyes in the northwestern sky above my head. And I witnessed this incident take place for probably about 15 minutes, and then the vehicle, I'd like to say, kind of took off, and I didn't see it again. And then within about maybe a minute and a half of the incident, my phone went dead with almost a completely full battery. So that's a brief rundown of what happened.
Wow.
And then, of course, the hackers and everything else that's been getting in. We've been trying so hard to try to get this website up and running, and went down tonight, Tim said, for what, about 20 minutes there?
About 20 minutes, yeah.
Yeah. Did he ever state to you what happened?
With the incident today?
Yeah, correct.
It's something with switching. That's all that the gentleman would tell him from the server, which he, you know, we buy our time through, and he said it was something with switching, and it was a piece of software that they had reinstalled, and they wanted to make sure that it was working right. So, you know, in an event like that, I figured they would email you and tell you we're going to be down for a few minutes, but nothing like that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, David, we have time for maybe a couple of more reversals before we have to go to the top of the hour, and the KKXI folks will probably see you tomorrow night. Do you have any more for us there, David?
I certainly do. Here's one on George Bush that will get you thinking.
That an act of war was declared on the United States of America.
Where he says an act of war was declared in the United States of America. Backwards, he says, rule the planet, Dad. And with the way Bush has been going into various countries, it certainly makes you wonder.
Wow.
And here's one on Arnold Schwarzenegger after he will, this is in his acceptance speech for after he won the California's election.
And I want to thank also all the people on this campaign.
Where he says, I want to thank all the people in this campaign. Backwards, he says, soon I'll beat the law.
Should not beat the law.
Should not beat the law.
And again.
Should not beat the law.
So that makes you wonder, what does he have planned?
things that he has planned, by the way.
Sorry?
I have read some things that he has planned.
Such as?
Well, the belief is that, well, the law says that in the United States of America, you cannot run for a the president
right.
if you're not a native of America.
Right.
Well, the belief is, and I'm not trying to say anything here or bring any bad things to the show, but the belief is that he wants to change the law
right.
so that he can become president of the right. United States of America.
I believe that's what that reversal is referring to. Yeah.
Quite possibly. And the reason that I know this is because someone had brought this up to me in a conversation that we had last night. So this is very interesting.
Uh-huh.
It got me extremely interested.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
I thought you'd find that one interesting. It certainly raises a few questions.
Yeah, it really does, and it's got implications that can be a little scary, too, militarily. And I'm kind of wondering if other government agencies have not tried to use this on some of the people over here. So,
well, like I say, I can't confirm or deny that, but I have heard consistent rumors over the years. So take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Well, David, I'll tell you what, it definitely has been nice and been definitely interesting.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it definitely, we'll have you on again, David. That's David John Oates.
Sure, that would be great.
I'm familiar you right now, talking about reverse speech. Folks, I'll tell you what, some of this stuff just absolutely is blows my mind at some of the stuff that he come up with. And this stuff is real. You know, there's no joke. I'll tell you what. We're going to go to the top of the hour.
Live from Tennessee, USA, this is Night Talk with Dave Fleury. If you want to be a part of tonight's conversations west of the Mississippi, call 903-575-9191. East of the Mississippi, 615-374-9701.
Yeah, David?
Yeah, mate.
Excellent. Excellent.
You like
excellent.
That show?
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, well, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, just email me any time you want me on.
Okay, I appreciate it. I'll let you know, too, of what goes on over here.
Okay, that'll be
hold
great.
Hold on a second. I've got dead air here.
There we go.